Although this process of enveloping such spending in darkness and lack of accountability has reached its apogee with the Bush administration, the Defense Department's black budgets go back to the atomic bomb-building Manhattan Project of World War II. The amounts spent on the intelligence agencies have been secret ever since the CIA was created in 1947. If our Republican form of government is to be saved, only an upsurge of direct democracy might be capable of doing so. In the spring of 2003, before our troops could be launched into Iraq, some 10 million people in all the genuine democracies on Earth demonstrated fervently against the onrushing war, against George Bush, and for democracy, including an estimated 1,750,000 people in London, 750,000 in New York, 2,500,000 in Rome, 1.5 million each in Madrid and Barcelona, 800,000 in Paris, and 500,000 in Berlin. However, the sole victory of this movement came on March 14, 2004, with the election of Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero. If democracy means anything at all, it means that public opinion matters. Zapatero understood that over 80% of Spaniards opposed Bush's war against Iraq, and he immediately withdrew all Spanish forces. The task of Democrats worldwide is to replicate the Spanish achievement in their own societies. In early 2003, on the eve of the invasion of Iraq, I was putting the finishing touches on my portrait of the global reach of American military bases. In it, I suggested the sorrows already invading our lives that were likely to be our fate for years to come: perpetual war, a collapse of constitutional government, endemic official lying and disinformation, and finally, bankruptcy. At book's end, I advocated reforms intended to head off these outcomes, but warned that, failing such a reform, Nemesis, the goddess of retribution and vengeance, the punisher of pride and hubris, waits impatiently for her meeting with us.